You're listening to the Texas Standard.
If you've been living in Texas for a while, you no doubt remember the deadly fertilizer plant explosion in the small city of West. It killed 15 people and injured hundreds of others in 2013. The Environmental Protection Agency under the Obama administration instituted regulations aimed at preventing another such tragedy. Now the Trump administration has officially reversed them. Matt Dempsey is the Houston Chronicle's data editor. He's been writing about this alongside environmental reporter Perla Treviso. Matt, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
So for those who don't remember, did we ever come up with a final cause for the explosion in West?
So the Chemical Safety Board says that no matter how the actual fire that got started that ended up resulting in the explosion, that there was a number of issues that could have prevented the explosion, even if they had a fire. The ATF says that they believe that the fire was started by arson, that it was intentionally set, but there has been no arrests and no updates since they dropped that report.
Well, and it's interesting to ask that question in relation to these regulation rollbacks, because I understand that was part of what was put in place by the Obama administration, at least kind of looking back and asking what happened and why.
Well, the Trump administration specifically cited as one of their reasons that they should be able to roll most of these rules back was that the West explosion, they say, was due to arson, not a failure of regulation.
Hmm.
But the Chemical Safety Board, the Obama administration, lots and lots and lots and lots of experts say that that's just not the case. If the fire had been intentionally set, there still would have been lots and lots of ways to prevent this if the regulations were more up to date, according to them.
So were the regulations from the Obama administration ever able to go fully into effect, or have they been facing challenges since the beginning?
Those rules were officially submitted shortly before Obama left office, and they were supposed to phase in over a longer period of time. So there was never a situation where the Obama-era regulations for the risk management plans had ever been fully implemented before the Trump administration, first under Scott Pruitt and now under the newest EPA administrator, started trying to roll it back. So almost as soon as Obama left office and the Trump administration came in, these rules were under attack to, like, let's get rid of these.
So besides delving into what happens or the root causes of an explosion like the one in West, what were these regulations exactly supposed to do?
So they were supposed to hit on a number of issues that the Obama administration, chemical safety experts, and others had found to be gaps or issues with existing regulation. For example, it required companies to do third-party audits after an incident. It was supposed to make it easier for the public to access, like, what the chemical hazards were at a facility without having to make an appointment with an EPA reading room like you have to do now. It required companies to analyze their facility and find out whether they could benefit from using safer technology or using alternative chemicals than the ones they are using. It required them to do the analysis. It did not require them to change to doing the safer thing. So there was a lot of things here that were supposed to essentially require companies to do more studies and produce more information, but there was very little in here that would require companies to make actual changes to how they operated.
So besides the Trump administration's argument that the West explosion may have been arson, what was their reasoning behind rolling back these regulations?
The Trump administration said that these rules were unnecessary. These regulations were unnecessary. They felt that making it easier for the public to find out what the potential hazards were from a chemical facility were a potential security risk, and that it was just expensive for companies to follow these rules. The Trump administration and the EPA said that getting rid of these regulations would save Americans $88 million a year, which honestly is a really small amount of money for the petrochemical industry. I mean, that would be about an eighth of ExxonMobil's daily revenue.
Matt Dempsey is the Houston Chronicle's data editor. He's been writing about this alongside environmental reporter Perla Treviso. Matt, thank you again.
Thank you.